Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And today is Sunday, November 1st, All Saints Day and All Souls Day tomorrow. And if you're listening to me, then you've successfully moved your clocks backward as we return to standard time at 2 a.m. And as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to WWDB 860 a.m. and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and obereks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. And let's begin with this haunting autumn melody, Magda Umer and Jesienna Zaduma, an autumn reverie.
Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają mnie tylko z jednej jesiennej strony. Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają mnie tylko z jednej jesiennej strony.
Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają mnie tylko z jednej jesiennej strony. Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają mnie tylko z jednej jesiennej strony.
Nic nie mam, tylko z daszkiem nieba zamyślone kaszki. Starym drapakiem.
Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają mnie tylko z jednej jesiennej strony. Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają mnie tylko z jednej jesiennej strony. Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają mnie tylko z jednej jesiennej strony. Rzeczywiście wada.
And in the news from Poland, amid a surge in coronavirus infections, 38.8% of Poles say they do not intend to visit cemeteries when the Roman Catholic Church marks All Saints Day on November 1st, today. Meanwhile, 11.8% of respondents plan to travel outside their place of residence to visit their family graves, and 7.6% are undecided about how they will remember their dead. All Saints Day on November 1st and All Souls Day on November 2nd are when millions of Poles usually visit the graves of their loved ones, often traveling hundreds of kilometers to their hometowns. This year, amid a second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, Health Minister Adam Niedzielski has urged Poles to spread their visits to cemeteries over a longer period of time to minimize social contact and help curb the virus. He said that All Saints Day was a celebration deeply rooted in Polish culture and that at least for now, the government was not planning to shut down cemeteries or restrict traffic in the run-up to the holiday by means of administrative decisions. Niedzielski warned at the end of last week that new infections in the country could surge to 25,000 a day if social distancing and other measures were not widely respected. Poland on Monday reported 10,241 new coronavirus infections and 45 more deaths, bringing its total number of cases to 263,929 and fatalities to 4,483. And we'll continue with the news after we hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road just off I-95. Expert catering, full service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Home's experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. Hi, this is Debbie Majka, and we're continuing with the news. Polish senators pay tribute to the Battle of Britain heroes. The upper house of Poland's parliament, the Senate, on Wednesday, unanimously passed a resolution to mark the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Britain, in which 145 Polish pilots fought alongside British airmen and thousands of ground personnel, according to the Polish embassy in London. Conservative Senator Marek Komorowski, one of the initiators of the resolution, said that the battles in the sky over southern England 8 decades ago helped defend Britain against German Air Force attacks and was of key importance to the eventual Allied victory in World War II. The resolution by the Polish upper house came after UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the Polish ambassador to Britain, Arkady Rzegocki, last month marked Battle of Britain Day by laying wreaths at a military museum in Uxbridge, West London. The Battle of Britain is the name given to a series of aircraft battles that were waged from July to the end of October 1940 against the German Air Force, the Luftwaffe, to save Britain from Nazi invasion. Polish pilots are credited with shooting down more than 200 enemy aircraft during the campaign. A total of 29 Polish pilots died in the Battle of Britain, including 8 from the famous No. 303 Kosciuszko Squadron, which downed more German planes than any other Allied squadron fighting in the skies over Britain in 1940. And with that, we conclude the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner. Let's learn a little Polish and the Philly scene after we hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Thank them for their support of Polonia Today by supporting them.
During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Is my 401k allocation still right? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Steve Krzyzewski can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help you protect what matters and weather market volatility. To learn more, call Steve at 610-943-3117. That's 610-943-3117. Or stop by his office at 101 West Elm Street, Suite 610, Conshohocken, PA. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Czy szukasz eleganckiej i w przystępnej cenie sali balowej na przyjęcie ślubne? Albo może miejsca na bridal lub baby shower? Albo na przyjęcie urodzinowe? Nie patrz daleko. Zobacz ostatnio odnowioną elegancką belwederską salę balową w polskim domu, położonym wygodnie przy 9150 Academy Road, Northeast Philadelphia. Do Twojej dyspozycji oferowany jest wyspecjalizowany catering, bar z pełną obsługą, duży parkiet do tańca, bezpieczny parking samochodowy. Doświadczony menedżer wielu bankietów, wesel i przyjęć pomoże Ci w najlepszym dla Ciebie zaplanowaniu Twojej uroczystości. Po dodatkowe informacje proszę dzwonić do Danuty 856-912-1303. Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia today, where we'll celebrate Polish Halloween. Dziady, Halloween's Polish counterpart, has a rich tradition dating back to old Slavic times. Rather than jack-o'-lanterns, it's linked to Karabashka masks. There's milk, cake, sweet rolls, and fruit and berries. What is it you need, soul, to enter heaven? The above is a fragment taken from one of Poland's greatest literary works of the Romantic era, Forefather's Eve. The original Polish title of this dramatic verse by Adam Mickiewicz is Dziady, making it a namesake of the ancient Slavic and Baltic tradition of honoring your ancestors. Perhaps it can be seen as somewhat similar to Halloween, although it's certainly not supposed to be quite as humorous. Part two of the book shows a dziady ceremony attended by local villagers, which takes place in a chapel at night. The excerpt consists of the ceremony's leader addressing one of the troubled spirits that haunt the church. It's a valid introduction to the ancient tradition because it points to two of its major components, the belief that at certain times the spirits of the dead come to the living, as well as the custom of offering them food. That's the core of dziady, originally a pagan folk ritual that got mixed in with biblical faith after the Christianization of the Slavs and the Balts. Even though All Saints' Day was proposed as a purely Christian equivalent, elements of the dziady tradition were still cultivated in some places in Poland as late as the beginning of the 20th century. And let's pause here for this selection, Ryszard Rynkowski, Ci, co odchodzą. We honor the memory of those who have passed on.
Ci, co odchodzą. Wciąż z nami są. I żyją sobie obok nas. Patrzą z miłością na nasze dni. Czasem się śmieją przez łzy. Co tu jest jawą, co sen? Kto tu istnieje, kto nie? A może a oni są. Co tu jest prawdą, co nie? Po której stronie jest sens? Bo jeśli tak, po co jest ten nasz świat?
And we We're continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today. Real-life Jade celebrations were usually a little different to what we find in Mickiewicz's text. They were centered around feasts held nearby the graves of ancestors. This ritual was strongly linked to a conviction that during seasonal changes, especially in autumn at the turn of October and November, the spirits of the dead return to the world of the living from the afterworld, making it possible to interact with one's ancestors. Feasting at burial grounds was seen as a form of spending time with those long gone and honoring them. It included leaving food, often bread and honey, on their graves as gifts for their souls. The historian Karol Szajnocha gives a description of a medieval Jade celebration in his book Jadwiga and Jagiełło. Each settlement went to its cemetery, each family to its grave. There they poured sacrificial blood into a cold fire. They put bowls with food on bark-woven seats and on branches near the graves. New clothes for the dead were hung. The historian also mentions that the cemetery ritual started with resting and a great potluck feast. Other forms of Jade celebrations included burning fires for the spirits to get warm by, a custom that is echoed by today's lighting of candles on All Saints' Day. Some fires, however, were burnt to keep spirits away, malicious ones belonging to people who died in a way seen as wrong, such as to murder. And we'll pause here for Maryla Rodowicz, Pełnia, a night full of magic and revelry.
Młodość, wieczna młodość, jeszcze więcej młodości. Nie da ci tego ani krem, ani nawet Photoshop.
Bo kiedy już zgaśnie blask, matka noc nie chodzi spać, budzi nas.
Continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today, an important element of the tradition of Jade are karaboszka masks. Such a mask, made of clay or wood, was worn to impersonate the deceased during the custom of leading spirits back to the afterworld. Interestingly, some scholars argue that the ancient karaboszka is actually the original inspiration for the now common jack-o'-lantern. Regardless of whether that is the case, it's worth noticing that the familiar pumpkin and the Slavic mask are both associated with a space between life and death, something that again links Halloween and Jade. After all, the jack-o'-lantern is part of the story of Stingy Jack, whose soul cannot find its way neither to heaven nor hell and is forever stranded on earth. Interestingly, helping troubled spirits find peace is a central theme in the second part of Mickiewicz's Forefathers' Eve, the drama Unlike in the great author's work, however, Jadwi was actually celebrated in Christian churches in some places in Poland, but without the participation of people. This involved leaving a priest's missal and a stole in an empty church, where, according to belief, the soul of a deceased clergyman would take them up and lead a midnight mass for visiting souls. And we'll conclude the cultural corner with Maryla Rodowicz and Bal Wszystkich Świętych, the All Saints Ball. Of the day is the verb to gossip, plotkować. Repeat after me, plotkować. And here's an example sentence. Zamiast pracować, ona ciągle plotkuje z przyjaciółkami. Instead of working, she's always gossiping with her friends. So remember to practice the word plotkować, but not necessarily to gossip.
Sing along with me. Fun it can be to learn some Polish together. Good day, dzień dobry.
A taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. Czy chcesz śpiewać w żeńskim chórze? Chór imieniem Marceli Kochańskiej-Sembrych zaprasza. Próby odbywają się w każdy poniedziałek o godzinie 7.30 wieczorem. Miejscem spotkań jest Dom Polski przy 9150 Academy Road. Jeśli masz trochę czasu i lubisz śpiewać, spróbuj razem z nami. Możesz przyjść bezpośrednio na próbę lub zadzwoń do Dolores 215-633-0560. Śpiewamy pieśni kompozytorów polskich i amerykańskich. Pracujemy nad muzyką klasyczną i okolicznościową, a także kilka razy w roku dajemy koncerty. Wspólne śpiewanie pozwoli Ci na oderwanie się od dnia codziennego i chwilę relaksu. Spróbuj. Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM. Like to sing? Join the first place winning Marcela Kochańska-Sembrick female chorus, who make their home at the Associated Polish Home. Monday night rehearsals from 7 to 9 p.m. We're singing in masks and are able to social distance in Polish Home's spacious ballroom. Interested in joining the chorus? Phone Dolores 215-633-0560 for additional information. And speaking of Polish Home's spacious and elegant ballroom, it's available for rental for your next party for up to 100 people. Check out Polish Home's website, polishhome.com, and go check out the GoFundMe page. Help us complete our outdoor beer garden project so that we may better serve you. This Tuesday, November 3rd, is Election Day, and if you haven't voted early by mail, be sure to vote on Tuesday. You may encounter long lines, but it's worth it. Every vote counts. Vote on Tuesday, November 3rd. For more information and to find your polling place, check out the website votespa.com. And as Mike signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, we'll change the mood from Zaduszki and Dziady to Jan Góra and Zagraj Mi Muzycko. Play that music for me. Be well, stay safe. Till next Sunday at 1:30. Do usłyszenia.
Bo jak mi nie zagroz, bo znoć go przytoka, zagroz.